This is an exercise that might help you understand something about your particular signature, the effect of you on the world, a bit like we used to sign checks, letters, things like that. Well, as far as I can, I still do. It's a lovely feeling writing. And what we're going to do is begin with a sentence, which for me would be, "My name is Tom." And I want you to say out loud what your name is. So repeat after me. My name is, and then say your name. My name is. And now I want you to find a number of different ways of saying this sentence. It goes like this. My name is Tom. My name is Tom. My name is Tom. Just play around like that for a few moments. And see which one of those feels best. I expect that one of them probably feels a bit weird. And there are other versions of what I just said about my name that I could get to if I wanted. What would I say right now that would feel most natural? I think I'd probably say, "My name is Tom." I don't know what that says about me, but it's me saying something from me in a way that is recognisably, to me at least, Tomish. And all the problems that we have in life, a component of them is going to be the way in which you become separated from your sense of who you are. If you have a shock, that can be a big rupture of that. You can suddenly feel like something's cut across you. You can lose your sense of where you are in time and space. You can become disorientated and very upset. A lot of the time, though, there's sometimes just a slow drift into feeling a bit weirded out by something. And it's often the situation that you're in. It kind of drains you, takes you out of you. And what you have to do is get used to that feeling of being yourself. The sound of your voice. Notice things like, where are your shoulders right now? Have you got them hunched up or are they fairly relaxed? Is your head resting back? Is it rocking forward? I don't know. Just whatever it is that you notice about yourself, that's you. And the purpose of doing this is to start to get a much better sense of what it feels like to do you. When I used to play a lot of cricket, I realised that if I felt like nothing in particular was going on when I bowled, apart from the fact that I was letting go of the ball and it was bouncing, then things tended to go pretty well. But if I became more self-conscious and started knowing things about where my feet were when I was running in, or how maybe I was breathing, or that I was looking at a batter's face, those kinds of things, something tended to be less good about the end result. This is what people talk about when they mean flow. It's being synchronized with yourself. Yourself being a feeling, not really an idea. Whoever I might say to you that I am, it's never the same thing as feeling who I am and acting in that way. Of course it matters what you do, but the way that you do it is everything. The way that one person walks down the road and another might walk down the same piece of road, if you're standing facing them as they come towards you, you'll tell pretty quickly if one of those is a person who you already know. Something about their tiny movements translate into a big sense of that person coming towards you. If you go into a room, often you can tell who's been there before because of just something about the way the cushions have been rearranged, or the curtains have been left closed, a plate might have been left on the floor. Whatever it is, people do things all the time that leave a sense of them behind them. And a lot of the time it's automatic, which is good in a way, it's genuine. But it also means that sometimes a person gives away something about themselves that they might not be happy about if you pointed it out. So there's one rule about this: don't go around pointing out how other people do things. It'll drive you and them crazy. Just wait and see if somebody asks. Try another sentence. I live in Oxford. Just see which variation of talking about where you live feels most comfortable. If you're lucky enough to have somebody to play around with this kind of thing with, see which one, when you say it, feels most like you to them. You might be surprised. Might tell you about something like you put on a certain kind of an effort when you talk to that person, and actually how they experience you is not how you feel, is you. Maybe you're just 2 degrees outside of who you might feel you are. So, see if you can do this whenever you've got a dull moment. Just get more of a sense for who you feel you might be.